Simon & Schuster Audio presents Becoming Bulletproof. Protect yourself, read people, influence situations, and live fearlessly. By Evie Pampouras. Read by the author.
Dedication. For my father, Ioannis Pumburas, July 11th, 1945, to September 1st, 2019, for teaching me to embrace the fight rather than fear it. Prologue. Nothing is, everything is becoming. Heraclitus. September 11th, 2001. It sounded like a garbage truck had dropped out of the sky. The rattling of 1,000 pieces of metal and glass and concrete reverberated around us, piercing a hole into the quiet September morning. But neither I nor my colleagues in the United States Secret Service's New York field office had any idea of what was about to happen. The Secret Service occupied the 9th and 10th floors of the 47-story building that was World Trade Center 7. I had gone into work early that day to meet with our United States Customs Service liaison, Lenny, who I hoped would be able to help me apprehend a Frenchman I was pursuing for a fraud investigation. When the first plane hit the tower, truth be told, I was so focused on getting Lenny to agree to put my suspect on a watch list that I didn't even glance up at the sound. "Hey, Lenny, focus," I said when his head started to turn toward that distant boom. "This is important." Then there were gasps. Everyone around us, all the other agents who had come into the office early that day, slowly stood up or jumped to their feet. When we noticed everyone moving toward the windows, our conversation automatically paused. We got up and followed them. As we gazed out at the World Trade Center's twin towers, the fire was incomprehensibly massive. Its flames poured upward from the gaping hole, engulfing the top of the building entirely. Unable to reconcile the sound we had heard with the destruction confronting us, my mind immediately sought out a mundane explanation. "Maybe it's an electrical fire," I thought. A voice came over the building's PA system, calm and authoritative. "We are evacuating the building. Please head toward the nearest exit or stairwell." No reason was given, no mention of the fire in the adjacent tower or the noise we had heard. As one, we all headed for the stairwell. An eerie sort of silence hovered over everyone on the walk down. There were no voices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?